Looking back, the biggest challenge in maybe the last couple of years for managed services in the Salesforce space was dispelling the notion that it was just a support engagement. So that the last 2 years, it was about demonstrating that, hey, there's a lot of enhancement and building and guidance that happens and growth through managed services. And I think we've dispelled that notion. Now, looking ahead, I think it's about becoming a little more efficient and effective in that process. And while I think, going back to the point earlier, the technology, the build, we're getting pretty good, all of us, our customers and us, at understanding the development cycles for things to be built and turned around. But it's those ancillary parts of the process, the things that grease the wheels for us to pick up the work and complete it. There's maturity that needs to happen in that space, right? So what processes do we need to have for each engagement and customer to help plan or prioritize or fast track when we need to fast track, to scale some things back when there's uncertainty so we're not spending resources unnecessarily, understanding the risk tolerances that and what we can go chase and where we need to be cautious, right? Building the structure around the development, that's where the maturity is coming. Our team focuses very much on those kind of governance level questions, and we invest very much in software development lifecycle capabilities as well as methodologies to be able to offer variations of that per customer, right? If every customer is a little different and they don't all have the same kind of resources or structures, well, then there's no one magical process or methodology that addresses everything every time for everyone. So our team is focused very much on having that flexibility to adjust our processes where needed and still within established methodologies. So it's not the Wild West or any crazy jungle version of this, but within those methodologies so that we can customize ourselves or be flexible to work with our customers and the things and the ways that make the most sense for them. And that is what I think the next couple of years look like. It's maturing as an industry, both our customers and us in that particular space.